yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So you mentioned that before we hit record that you have a nice little framework that that you teach. You mind sharing that with us?
I would love to, because this is the formation of the new ABCs of sales. The old ones were always be closing, meaning exactly that. Wherever you are, start selling in whatever situation. In this day and age, my new version of the ABCs is first alignment, then belief, than consistency. And I use the metaphor of a lighthouse for what I'm talking about. So if we think of a lighthouse and how it stands tall, I think you might be able to see mine here. They stand tall and grounded and centered, and they know their spot, right? And if it was in human form, you'd say, okay, they're pleased with their spot. They stay here. They don't try to be a searchlight being in everybody else's space. They know their space. So the first step of alignment, LZ, is I have to have a personal story as to why I believe in what I'm selling. It has to have affected me in some way, shape, or form. So the reason I'm teaching this is because I watched my dad learn the old ways of selling. I grew up with a dad in sales who loved people and hated doing what he was told he had to do. He couldn't get aligned with it. But he didn't know, my dad didn't think that he could do things differently. He would change companies, but then those different companies all were teaching the same way. So for him, he was locked in a box that wasn't pleasant. So you could say, I have a mission to unlock salespeople out of their box. And the way we do that is we get back to, why are we selling this? What's our mission? And then who do we feel? We feel we would connect with the most. So LZ, if I may, okay, if you were selling this podcast, I would ask you, how do you describe yourself? What would you say about yourself that you are? Like in demographic, psychographic arena, what would you say? How would you describe yourself?
Okay, so firstly, I would say that I don't really sell the podcast. You mean for like somebody being a guest on the show?
Yeah, I just want you to say who, describe yourself. Yes, as a podcast host.
Yes, I would describe myself as fun, curious, and energetic.
Okay. And in demographics, male or female?
We tend to skew more toward male.
No, you.
Oh, I'm a male. Yes.
Okay, so you identify as male. You're fun. You're a podcast host. You're between what ages?
I am between 20 and 60.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So, see, you already went to, you know who your audience is because your audience is you, correct? So when you're thinking about sharing or telling people about your podcast, you're wanting to share it with men primarily who are between 20 and 60, who are fun, loving, love business, love talking about business. So it would be easy for you to go meet people like that on social media, right? In different ways.
Yep.
Right. And if somebody doesn't look like they're fun or interested in business, you wouldn't go talk to them and try to sell them on watching your podcast or listening to your podcast. Making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you see, in the old ABCs, salespeople were told, it doesn't matter who they are or what they do. They probably know somebody. So go tell everybody about your business. And that's how the pushiness came to be known. All right. So once we know who we are, why we're selling it, who we're wanting to sell it to because they could use it because they're like us, then we know what to share with them. And we know what questions to ask them to find out if they're a match. So that's alignment. And it's like climbing the stairs in the lighthouse to get to the point where we can turn on the light. Hold on one second. Speaking of light, my eyes are starting to tear because I'm getting a little emotional about this. Because it means something to me when I'm sharing this with you. So with that, once we're at the top, our belief in that alignment is what turns on the light within us. And it's the light within us that connects with the light in others that creates that sense of connection. And when the light's on, two different salespeople selling the same thing, one is really connected into their alignment with their values, their skills, their gifts, and why they're selling. And the other one's coming from their head. That other person that we're talking to, two people, same pitch, except One is aligned, one is not. The one who's aligned will get that sale every time. And out of that belief, we're able to stay consistent with the activities that are meant for a salesperson to do. And that's ABCs.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.